Hello and welcome to the ILTA Professional Services Peer Group Leadership Podcast Series. I'm Scott David, the ILTA Professional Services Peer Group Vice President from Voorhees, Sater, Seymour & Peace. Today I'll be interviewing Beth McGrath, the CIO of McInnes Lockridge, on the topic of getting started in the CIO or IT director role, either from promotion from within or a transition into the role in a new firm. Thank you, Beth. First of all, can you give me and the rest of the audience a little background about how you came into your CIO role at McInnes Lockridge?
Sure. I have been working at a law firm in Baltimore for a long time, 16 years, and was their first ever IT hire. And so really all the technology at that firm had my name all over it. And I was getting a little bit bored and ready for a bigger challenge, and Baltimore's a kind of a small city in terms of the legal market, and so I branched out and looked at other cities, and the CIO position at McInnes Lockridge here in Austin was open, and I'd never been to Austin and heard it was a cool city, so I went ahead and applied, and the rest, as they say, is history.
Well, thanks. So it's a big change, a city change and a role change.
Yeah.
I often hear about CIOs crafting a first 90 or 100-day plan. Did you craft something like this when you changed firms? And if so, how did you go about it? If not, what did you do instead to establish your initial priority and goals?
Oh, I had great plans. I spent quite a bit of time mapping out my strategy for who to talk to, what types of questions to ask, meetings I wanted to have with various committees and department heads. I also had a great outline of what I wanted to say to my staff and the types of in-depth technical questions I would ask. Of course, my first 2 days, I was greeted with a full email outage, followed by a small group merging into the firm with very short notice. So many of the plans fell apart before my very eyes. It became much more of a baptism by fire, exercise and patience and flexibility than anything else. My initial priorities and goals actually revealed themselves to me over the course of the first few weeks. We continued to address major issues that the firm had been having before they even hired me, keep chugging through that list, and like I tell my staff every day, slow and steady wins the race.
Well, great. Let's talk about the people side of this. What was your approach to your staff? Did you have a universal message for them? How'd you go about evaluating your staff? And did you do anything to assure your staff that you coming in didn't necessarily mean that there would be others who would be either terminated or have their roles reduced?
Well, the whole first 2 days with no email, and then I think it was 10 people coming into the firm that I didn't even know was happening until after I got here, I pretty much just stayed out of the way for the first couple weeks. My position here was a newly created one, so everybody was navigating new waters. It wasn't just me trying to get used to a new firm. It was all the guys in my department. I can say guys because they're all guys. Nobody really knew what I was supposed to do and how I was supposed to fit in, and I had known during my interview process that this was all new and there wasn't a really defined plan. So I just watched. I was an observer for probably 2 or 3 weeks. And then once things started to settle down a little bit and emails started to work again reliably, I crafted an email for the staff. A bunch of just of questions that I didn't want them to answer in email, but I wanted them to ponder for a few days. And then we each sat down, me with each of them individually, and we talked about what they liked about working here and what they didn't like about working here and about where they saw their careers and the path they wanted to take. None of the guys in this department have very defined roles. Everybody was just kind of doing whatever to get through the day. And so I started to pay close attention to who I thought were good user support, help desk kinds of personalities and who had that better knowledge versus the more technical network administrator kind of role. So we had I had those get to know you kind of meetings. I spent a lot of time just in the department. There was an empty desk in there, so I would sit in there sometimes and just kind of listen and watch. We did a couple group lunches, so you know we could like get out of the office and see each other a little bit more socially at least. I'd say it's probably taken me, I've been here 6 months, and it's taken me this whole time to even begin to feel like we're operating as a cohesive team. I think the technical up and downs early on really slowed that process down, and nobody really knew what to make of me. So I did say to them more than once, look, I didn't come here to change the world overnight, and you know, I didn't come here to fire a bunch of people, so everybody just take a breath and we're going to be okay. And so far, so good.
So you really didn't even have kind of a staffing tree in place?
No.
And so how large is your IT staff right now?
There's 5 people over there now. There were 6 when I got here. Okay. One has since left the firm. And except for the one developer that he's kind of our elite administrator and a database developer. The rest of them were, it's a little better now that I've been here a while, just answering the questions and getting through the day. No real structure at all. And it's interesting to watch these guys. Some days they're starting to really appreciate the little bit of structure that I've put in place, and other days they don't like it at all. So we're just, again, you know, we're still, even 6 months later into this now, we're still very much feels like early days of navigating these new adventures.
Yeah, that's definitely a long road to hoe with that. I want to switch gears a little bit to talk about the attorney perspective. Did you meet with a set of attorneys when you entered your new firm? And how did you determine who you were going to meet with, and what were your goals in those types of discussions?
Well, interestingly, when I interviewed here, my initial interview here, they'd flown me out from Baltimore for a one-day interview. Nobody told me it was going to be a 12-hour day, though. I interviewed with 10 partners over the course of that 12-hour day, and it was on a Friday in the summer, which really surprised me that they could even find 10 partners who would want to be involved in something like this on a Friday in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew that there was a lot of, you know, a lot of excitement around this new position. And so before I got here again, I had kind of, you know, looked over their website a bunch and had gotten, while I was in my interview, kind of a glimpse of practice groups and just the you know, very high level what the structure here was. And so I kind of had a game plan in mind, but what I didn't expect was that when I got here, they were waiting for me. I didn't really have to go to very many partners and say, hey, you know, I want to talk about the technology. They were waiting for me. And they still come in a lot, and they want to talk about where they want to go. If you can imagine, in 2014, this firm does not have a document management system. And my first day, I was like, oh, I don't think I can work here without a document management system. And so I get a lot of people coming in about that. They have never had a formal training initiative here. And so the users are just dying for, you know, formal teach me how. So I really haven't had to go look for those kinds of suggestions about the direction that they want this department to take. Those people literally have come to me. And so in that way, it's been really great, because it's not hard to get excited, to stay excited, and to get the backing that you need, because there are a number of people in this firm who recognize where we need to go and that, we have to go there, and now they're starting to trust that I'll be able to help them get there.
Well, that's a very interesting story in a situation to be in. My next question is about the firm culture. Every firm has one, but each is a little different. And you move from one to another. Did your view on firm culture change when you moved to your new firm? Did you see a lot of differences, or were things more or less the same?
Things probably couldn't be more difficult or more different. When I interviewed, they were very candid in the interview process here about the relative lack of direction of IT, and they even went so far as to say, to admit that they had neglected it for a number of years. So I knew coming in that things were going to be very different, because the firm I had come from was all, very much about technology, good, stable, reliable, best practices kind of technology. And through the course of the interview, I would hear people say things like, I can't get my internet to work, and they say it's because I use Chrome and blah, 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 and that kind of stuff all day long. Well, I loaded internet IE10 and it doesn't work with the lead or whatever it was. And I was like, don't you guys have rules about what you can load and not load? And they're like, no, we have no rules. We don't like rules. And I joked with them that day. This was back in June before I knew I was going to be moving to Texas. I joked with them and I said, wow, sounds like there's a bunch of cowboys out here. And they, of course, thought that was hilarious. And in fact, that's quite the truth here. So the firm culture here is as different as it can be from the firm culture I was used to in Baltimore. A managing partner in my Baltimore firm, very, very strict about the rules and the processes and the procedures, and this is how we do it, and we very seldom deviate, and there must be a very good reason to deviate. Here, it is literally much more a, well, this is what I want to do, and so you're going to let me do it now. And that is very hard to deliver stable, reliable technology in that environment. And so I can see of all the challenges I'm going to have here, that's going to be the most difficult one to overcome, is to help them understand that we have to have some baselines.
Yeah, the trade-off in stability and freedom.
Yeah, they are slowly, like passwords. There was no password change initiative here. There was no password policy here. And I said in my interview, I said, if you hire me and you move me 1,600 miles, the first thing we're going to do is change people's passwords. And they kind of gave me that look like, no, we're not. And it took me 5 months. But we have now made everyone change their passwords and now have a 120-day policy to change passwords rolling on in the future. That went better than I expected. So I'm hoping that if we can continue to move slowly at this kind of stuff, that, they'll be able to tolerate it a little better. So culture different? Oh, my goodness. I can't even begin. Completely different.
Definitely, definitely. Well, to kind of look back, now that you're 6 months into the position, with the benefits of some hindsight, are there any things that you would have done differently going into that situation?
That's a tough question, and I'm glad you'd sent it to me ahead of time, because I don't know what I would have said if I hadn't had a few days to think about it. And I think actually I have the one thing that I know I would do differently. I talked about in the early days my old firm and the way we did things at my old firm and my old team. I talked about that, not a lot, but I noticed that when I did, the guys in my department got really uncomfortable and, I don't know about defensive, but it really kind of destabilized them. And I never really figured out why, because it's not like, you know, my old staff was right down the street and I could say, why don't you come and work for me at my new firm? You know, they're 1,600 miles away. But these guys really acted insecure when I would talk about my old firm. So I stopped doing it. Very seldom do I mention my old firm. Ironically, every once in a while now, someone will say, well, how did you do it at your old firm? And that kind of makes me smile, because I think that helps me understand that they're starting to feel a little more confident that, you know, we're going to do what's right for McGinnis now, not necessarily what Beth did at her last job. And I would have not ever thought about that until I watched them with my own eyes get really uncomfortable when I would mention my old firm.
Yeah, that's very interesting, very interesting. Well, I really appreciate all your time and for sharing your experience of moving into the new role. Is there any last piece of advice you'd like to add or anything I didn't ask that I perhaps should have?
I have two quick things. My first thing is, and I'm struggling with this every single day, one of the biggest parts of what we do is managing people's expectations of how long things are going to take and what we're going to do next. And just the expectation management has always been, I felt like, a key part of the director or the CIO's job. And in this job, because it's so big, so much bigger than I was prepared for or used to, I realized I wasn't managing my own expectations of myself. And so I realized a couple weeks ago that I felt like there was so much pressure for me to succeed and for me to perform and for things to get done and for success to be visible and for, you know, projects to get finished. There were days where I felt like I might snap in two. And I was driving home from work the other night, and I'm like, well, Beth, no one's giving you a hard time. You're doing this to yourself. So I didn't realize until I felt like I was going to snap that I need to manage my own expectations too. You know, that you can't do it all in a day. And you have to take the small victories, and you just have to move on. And somebody here saw me a few weeks ago, I think I must have looked even fairly discouraged, and she said, Beth, you have to eat the elephant one bite at a time. And I thought that was a really strange thing to say. I kind of chalked it up to Texas and moved on. But she, you know, she's right. It's a big pile of stuff that needs to be done, and you just, you know, slow and steady wins the race. I have to remember my own advice. And then the other thing, and this is no surprise, when you just don't know where else to look, reach out to those wise and wonderful ILTA people who've gone before you. They have been extraordinarily helpful to me on a couple of occasions where I just didn't know what to think or do. And ironically, it's been more about the culture kinds of, the people kinds of things, rather than the technical kinds of things. I haven't really struggled with that too much. It's been more of the reality check. Is it the different part of the country? Is it a bigger firm? What am I reacting to here? They've been, the ILTA people, you know, my colleagues have just been awesome.
Well, thank you again, Beth McGrath, the CIO of McGinnis Lockridge, for your time and sharing your knowledge and experiences. Thank you.
Well, thank you.